This morning we're in for a treat. We have some very fancy looking equipment. I mean, really beautiful. And if you're looking on our KUTX website, you'll be able to see some of these. Jorge Sanhueza Lyon is here to take video of the show that we're doing this morning. And we have some guests that are going to be playing at the Blanton Museum on the University of Texas campus. And we have Adam Bennett here to introduce the subject. And when is the event happening, Adam?
We are doing a performance that's in conjunction with Sound Space at the Blanton on Sunday afternoon, February 28th at 2.
So this is a regular or ongoing series of concerts that you have for Sound Space, correct?
It's a two-hour performance, set of performances that takes place all throughout the Blanton galleries, so people can come and see the new exhibition, Come As You Are, Art of the 1990s, and we are doing a 1990s music-themed performance. Yes.
Okay. Now, what is some of the art that's associated with the 1990s?
Well, that's
some
a
of the
great,
names? Or?
No, I mean, there's artists like... video artists like Alex Bagg or film artists and photography artists like Matthew Barney. There's a real range of drawing and sculpture, a great piece by Felix Gonzalez Torres, that are about quintessential themes of the 1990s. Globalization, information technology, artists responding to the AIDS crisis, sort of a more fluid notion of individual identity, and the politics. So the exhibition's start point is the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the close point is 9/11.
So we're going to have an art to see, and we're also going to have music to hear. And so what do we have in terms of music? We have Stephen Parker, who's a trombonist. And Stephen, you can tell us something about the music that we're about to experience.
Well, like the exhibit, the music sort of presents parallels of these sort of three pillars of the exhibit. So some of the examples of these musical parallels are we have a telematic performance, which is a performance that features musicians performing coordination in different places, different geographic locations over a live internet network. We're going to be joined by Stuart Dempster out of Seattle, who's going to be playing some conch shell
and
trombone.
The Stuart Dempster.
The Stuart Dempster,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of shell did you
article.
Say? What kind of shell did you say?
Conch shell. I have one with me right now.
You know, I did some research. You know what a conch shell is. Of course, you know, is it conch or conch? Well, it depends on whom you ask. As it turns out, we had a big, you know, vicious fight in the other room about is it conch or conch. And it's conch if you're from Key West, Florida, for sure. That's where they claim to have the most conch shells in the world, so they can call them conchs. But if you're from anywhere else, you might call it conch. And the Oxford Dictionary is conch or conch, either way.
Well,
so I'm going to say conch, and you say conch, and we're not going to get confused.
In the film Lord of the Flies, it's conch.
Okay, well, then that settles it. The English
but this,
know everything.
This, the shell that I have with us today is actually from the west coast of Florida. So
so it's a
conch. I think it's a conch.
Yeah, it's definitely says conch.
I bought it from a nice fellow named the Conch King,
mm-hmm.
who has a website, conchking.com. That is...
King Conch King.
Yeah, it's a pretty hilarious GeoCities-esque website with mm-hmm. Flashing psychedelic... stars in the background.
That's C-O-N-C-H, conch.
Yeah.
Okay. And so where were you headed? And you were talking about the parallel pillars
yeah.
Or something.
So we're talking about Stuart Dempster, telematic music, mm-hmm. using the internet as a way to facilitate musical performance.
Right.
We also are using, I guess you'd say, an artifact of the 90s and 80s in this a couple of large boombox participatory works. So everyone is invited to bring their own boombox, and we'll provide them with cassettes, CDs, or also a downloadable file if they have a modern version of the boombox in their
smartphone.
I've
got several boomboxes.
Oh.
I've got one out on my front porch.
Maybe we could borrow a couple from you.
Well, you know, you're welcome too, but they're dusty.
It's the best kind. And so those are a couple. We're going to be playing a couple pieces by Phil Klein, who is a New York downtown artist who wrote a piece for the 10th anniversary of Bang on a Can in 97. And then we also have some interesting work by local artists, including Matt Steinke.
Who is with us today.
Yes. Maybe Matt, you'd like to say a little bit about what you'll be doing on this show.
So I started, I played in bands in the 90s, kind of these noise punk bands that were heavily influenced by Sonic Youth. And when I, at that time, I was exposed through that, through them, I was exposed to modifying guitars and sort of, because they kind of use their own homemade instruments. And so I was exposed to that, and I kind of continued in that trajectory with my own instrument building. And
we have some of those in front of us today, it
yes.
looks like. And what are some of those things?
Robotic percussion, harmonium, toy piano.
I wish people could see a picture of it. It's just too much.
This is an instrument called a Tyne organ, and an electric lamellophone, and the electronics from an electric guitar, mm-hmm. minus the electric guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have fun listening, I can tell, just from looking. So shall we have some music?
Thank you.
End of that piece. They shut the box and it was all over. And they knew how to end at the same time. In fact, it was pretty amazing. And I have to tell you, this is something that your kids will love, because what's going on is largely visual. When you're hearing it, it's really remarkable, but it gets even more remarkable when you can see what they're doing. And see the toys that are put to work here. I mean, you've got little teeny piano keyboards and tubes and drums, and they all are working on some sort of electronic impulse. I don't know how they're being played, but it's all sorts of things, cymbals and tambourines, and well, it's just dizzying to mention the various instruments that are being put together to make this. Starting out with a conch shell. I should say conch because it's a Florida conch. And so that's one of the most primitive instruments in the world, no doubt, you know, learning how to play a conch shell that you picked up on the beach shore. And then all the way to a trombone, which is the descendant of a sackbut, which is a medieval Renaissance instrument. So that's a pretty old thing in itself there. And Steve Parker is playing the trombone in varieties of ways that you know, have a lot to do with tonguing and in breath control and sliding in and out and using the mute, opening and closing the mute, making sort of spooky sounds. And our friend over there at the instrument panel, where he's working all those different gizmos, that's Matt Steinke, and it's really, really fun to watch. And you can see all of this happen at Soundspace at the Blanton Museum, and it's going on, did you say, the 28th?
Yeah, it's on Sunday afternoon, the 28th, and like John said, it's a great, you know, Steve and I both have small children, and we bring the small children to the circus. It's a great thing to see, and the visuals really play off of the amazing visuals in the exhibition, too.
Right, so you just got to go. And to warm you up to it, you can go on our website. Jorge Sanhueza Lyon is the fellow who's been recording all of this for us, and you can see the visuals that we were speaking of at KUTX.org under Music Archives, and this is a show that you can see at the Blanton Museum, which is on the UT campus, approximately across the street from the big star at the Bob Bullock Museum, and it's at MLK and Congress, so to speak. And the exhibit is up. Starting when, Adam, and going through when?
You can see the exhibition starting this Sunday, the 21st, and our show is a week later on Sunday, the 28th. And okay. It'll be up through May.
Okay, so through May. And the music will be on Sunday, the 28th at 2 in the afternoon?
Yes.
2 in the afternoon. And we'll see Steve Parker and Matt Steinke there. And you guys have fun continuing making whatever kind of music you make, because it's a lot of fun to watch and listen to. John Neal, your host on Eclecticos. This is KUTX 98.9.